Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Virtual GM Podcast brought to you by Vibrant Management. We're your hosts, Spencer Halford and Cody Aiden, here to empower hotel owners and GMs with the latest strategies, tips, and insights from the hospitality industry. Whether you're running a hotel, a boutique hotel, or an independent property, our podcast is designed to help you elevate your game and revolutionize your property. Remember, for more resources and information, visit our website, www.thevibrantteam.com. Now let's dive into today's episode. Hey guys, it's Virtual GM. We're back, and we've got Marjorie. I've tripped up on that because we got told to introduce her as Margie. Margie Waldman here from the Stroud Group. Thanks for being with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
It's actually really cool because you were Entrepreneur Magazine's Female Executive of the Year. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So, like, you're famous. So that's awesome. We have a famous person on the podcast.
Yes, so famous.
That's a great way to get started.
Highest level guest we've ever had.
Yeah, we've never had an Entrepreneur of the Year.
Really?
Yeah. So this is exciting for us.
Okay. We had Sean Cannell on. Shout out to Sean, by the way.
Yeah, Sean. Shout out, Sean.
Do you know him? He's a YouTuber. He teaches people how to YouTube and grow with video. He's awesome. He's got like 10 million followers or something like that.
I don't know him.
We're part of his cult. We like him.
If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here doing this today. We went to a Grow with Video conference that talked about the power of video and how to utilize it for your business.
Okay.
And that's ultimately how this got started. And this is episode 40. No, it's episode 50.
Episode 50.
Nice.
So, yeah, we've only done 50 episodes. We're almost at the year mark. So it's really cool to be here with BITAC and be able to have an opportunity to share you guys with all of our listeners. And then, of course, the BITAC family.
Absolutely.
So maybe you can tell us a little bit about Stroud Group. We looked up your website. You guys do procurement. I saw accounting services on there, but I'd love to hear directly from you what you guys do inside of hospitality. And a lot of our audience is independent hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
They're owners, they're GMs, C-level executives. So if you were going to share with them what Stroud Group does, what would you tell them?
So we do procurement for all types of properties, hotels, resorts, casinos, multifamily housing, some healthcare. But what we bring to the table is very different because we like to marry all of the services together, and we don't want to change the vision of the design, but we need to protect the budget of the owner. And so being able to juggle those balls and make sure everything lands where it's supposed to and on time, that's what we do.
That's actually amazing because we help properties with conversions. So going from like an independent, like a Curio or a Tapestry or an Autograph. And we had one of our first properties that we took the transition was the Cliff Rose in Springdale right outside of Zion National Park. And so I'd been in the family for about 30 years at this point, and we're converting to the Curio collection with Hilton. And our designer was a very skilled and a very good designer, but she was also our buyer and didn't have that budget conscious. And so she kept making decisions that there wasn't funds to be able to execute. And so it really put us in like a bad spot where then she was like, well, if I don't have this, the design's not going to work. And it's like, well, we got to figure it out because we can't do it. So I think that's really cool to hear you guys do that.
Cody too, because he was the CFO, so he was very money tight.
Yes.
Well, and I have to protect the owners.
Yeah,
and I want to protect the vision of the designers too.
Yeah, and that's why it's so important because we don't know. When I'm saying we can't afford that, I'm only saying it financially. I don't understand the design concept of it, right? So to have someone who can both understand the importance of the design, but then also how to
right. So I'm a very right brain, left brain person. I've got both. So
you'd have
I'm
to
an
be.
Excel geek.
Yeah,
and cool. I love design.
That's wonderful.
And I even have a very large library in my office. I work with my brothers. My one brother says, get rid of the library. I'm like, absolutely never. Because we get specs in, and if you really don't know the vendor world that well, you wouldn't know that 20 other people make the same product.
Yeah.
Or so similar, but for less money or in less time. Or better quality for less money. So I am always searching out new vendors.
That's constantly. Incredible because they really need an advocate on their side.
Yes.
Because there's so much going on and you're going through the process of like a conversion that it's hard to keep all that in line. So to have an advocate in yourself for them is incredible. In fact, we were at, what was that one show we went to in Vegas? It was right after your car wreck, so you weren't able to come to it. What was that one called?
Oh, the HD Expo.
HD Expo in Vegas.
Design Expo.
So we went to that, and we're in the process of converting a property to a tapestry, and so our designers were there. And we had another project we were working on, and we needed some, like, outdoor pool type stuff. And so all these suppliers were there, and we were looking at it, and they gave us the price. And they told me it was, like, this really cool outdoor cement tub, I think is what it was. And they gave me the price, and they're like, yeah, it's, like, $2,000. I can't remember the number, something like that.
It was a lot more. It was, like, 10, wasn't it?
Maybe it was like 10,000.
Yeah.
And then our group of designers went up and had that same conversation, and then their price was, like, $6,400 or something like that.
Yeah, it was, like, $6,000.
Because they were able to get the wholesale price. And so even in that scenario, where just because we didn't know the lingo, we didn't know what to say, it could have cost us 40% more just by not being educated.
Of course. And being in procurement, I get even more of a discount.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So is there a particular niche or a customer that is, like, the best fit for the Stroud Group?
We work with so many different types of owners and properties. No.
Okay.
We do, you know, we do the courtyards, which are can be somewhat custom,
yeah,
to the very higher level 4 or 5 star resorts that are very, very custom. For me, that's more fun because I get to develop product.
You don't have as many boxes you have to stay inside of.
Right.
That's totally why we love independent, because we want to have the freedom to be creative in the way that we go about structuring things.
I mean, I love when they say to me, well, this is what we want it to look like. They have no idea how to get it made, and I get to figure that out.
It really is such a cool experience. Even, like, I can remember doing our room for the Curio. We had to do our demo room to get it approved by Hilton. And just to watch the whole experience of, like, someone drawing what they wanted, the cabinets to look like and the bed, the headboard and all of those things. Mm-hmm. It starts as just a picture. And then you go and see it, and it looks exactly like what the artist drew up. It really is such a cool experience to see it come to fruition.
Not too many people can do the drawing anymore by hand.
Oh, I'm sure.
It is a lost art. There are very few of them out there.
Do you also help with the design too?
All the time.
That's amazing. So you really do tap into that left brain, right brain.
Yes.
So this is starting to come full circle, because I saw on your website the procurement and then the accounting, and I was like, well, those are two very different things. But now, as we're having this discussion, it makes perfect sense that you would house both of those under one umbrella.
So basically, in the ideal situation, 95% of the time, owners will send us all of the money, and we take care of writing all of the checks. Now, it's an account that's just for their merchandise.
It's almost like an escrow type account.
Right. It's an escrow account. We do all of the budgeting for them. We do cash flows. We will write the checks. We have a lot of checks and balances to make sure that a vendor isn't overpaid, that they delivered what they were supposed to, that if it was something that came in and it was wrong, we're not paying the vendor until
it's
fixed.
That really is incredible, because even for us, like, we had to get a particular type of carpet, right, because of the level of property that we were, and they ended up ordering, like, an absorbent amount of more carpet than we needed, and that was, like, because it's custom carpet,
You can't send it back.
Yeah, there was no check
involved in that.
Part of what I do also is I do all the takeoffs myself. So I will take the blueprints, which are usually not scaled anymore, and we'll do a takeoff, because there are many carpet installers that they're just estimating with maybe 30% of waste,
right,
which is crazy.
Right.
So I do the takeoffs, still insisting that the installer does them, or the Axminster company, or whomever is making the carpet, if they're doing a seaming diagram, because I want to make sure that they're not overestimating or underestimating. I can give them advice on how to cut it. You know, there was one job I worked on where they had so much carpet. I'm like, no, this is what I'm coming up with. You're not doing the right type of seaming. So it ended up helping them and saving them a ton of money.
Wow, so you really are, like, a true advocate for the
Absolutely.
Property.
Huge.
Is there anything right now that you're working on that's got you really excited?
There's always things that get me excited. What am I working on right now? Not too many products that we're developing for our clients, but we're working on a lot of boutique properties right now that have been a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a fun space to be in.
It is.
Is there one that sticks out to you in your past that you're, like, really proud of, the work that you guys did?
I'm proud of different parts of things. We did the MGM Grand in Detroit.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Okay. So at the time, it was in, started the project in December of 2006, got the first spec book in January, worked with six different design firms on that project for different parts of the project. And they had to open by October 7th of 2007.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
We spent $70 million in 9 months.
17 or 70?
70.
Wow.
Wow.
And one of the design firms was a company from Japan, like something potato. It was this weird name. All their specs came in reeking of cigarette smoke.
Oh, wow.
No.
And, oh, yeah. And the owner's rep said, "We can't wait for Axminster carpet." Well, you know, Axminster has, what, up to 14 colors. We want to do CYP, which is custom yarn placement. Six colors. How do you take six colors and make it look like 14?
Yeah.
And I did that.
Wow.
So oh that gosh. Was, you know, it was a great challenge.
Yeah, that was so cool. Like, I love
yeah.
that.
Wow. We had, we were doing a project in Brazil, and the designer said, "I want stars hanging from the ceiling." And I want them in two different sizes. Oh, and by the way, here's the ceramic candle holder that's in the shape of the star that we like. But it's gold, and we don't want that. We want it to be clear.
Isn't it
maybe
funny,
crystal.
Those particular requests? Yeah.
And this was it. This is what we got. And I was like, okay, well, we really don't want crystal because if it falls down, that could really hurt someone.
Yeah.
And we went to all of these different manufacturers and finally got them made in acrylic overseas. They didn't have lights or anything. They just wanted to hang them yeah. all in the ballroom. So you know, it was fun.
Yeah.
I that like those amazing. Kinds of challenges.
So you get to really like problem solve a lot of times too.
All the time.
And be creative. And
every day.
Creative and analytical at the same time.
Yes.
So how many BITACs have you been to?
Hey guys, thanks for sticking with us on this episode of the Virtual GM Podcast. We're passionate about sharing our latest strategies and trends to help you make your hotel the best it can be. For more resources and to stay connected with our vibrant community, don't forget to visit us at thevibrantteam.com. Before we continue with the second half of this episode, here's a quick action you can take to transform your property. Book a free consultation with us at www.thevibrantteam.com, and on our homepage, there is a book consult button. Click that, schedule a time to chat with me, and let's learn how we can elevate your hotel together. Stay tuned for more insightful discussions in the second half of our episode.
Ooh, I would say at least 15.
Oh, so you
okay, you're deep in
you
the BITAC.
You currently
family.
Have the, okay. the star. Yeah. You are the star.
We haven't
student.
Met anyone who's
yes.
come to as
yeah,
many of these. That's awesome.
Lot.
That's
okay.
incredible.
And just speaking on design, we're obviously at a very historic property. When you come into this, you're probably thinking like, with your design hat and design eyes, what do you think of this property? And
I think it's magnificent.
Beautiful, right? Is this your first time here? I'm sure it's...
It is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's my first time. But as my family will attest to, whenever I go anywhere, I'm constantly flipping over chairs and turning over the plates. And they're just hiding their head. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, you know. Now, my brothers, my father, they would all do the same thing.
Yeah.
But my kids, you know, they just humor me.
Yeah, even for me, going through the process of the Cliff Rose, and our manufacturer was Mittman Furniture. I don't know if you know
Lewis
Steve.
Mittman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, uh-huh. And so then I saw, like, how they put, like, their thing inside the drawer. So now I'm always curious. I'm always opening the drawers to see, like, who is the manufacturer
right.
on
all
this.
All the time.
Yeah, and so, you know, because if you really like it, then you can figure out who did it. And getting to meet Steve was such a cool experience. Being that you've been to 15 BITACs, what is your favorite part about BITAC? What keeps bringing you back to your 15th time?
There's a lot of things that keep bringing me back, actually.
Yeah.
I have made an amazing amount of friends and great contacts.
Yeah.
So it is a trade show, and yeah, I'm working, but it's almost a little vacation. But I don't want to advertise
yeah.
that too
totally.
Much.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know. Yep. But, you know, especially when the economy was really bad in the 2000s, it's like, I didn't have time or money to go away. So it was like, yep. yeah. I'll go there. That,
yeah,
that
right.
sounds nice.
Totally.
Yeah,
I'll go stay at a Ritz-Carlton in Florida for
exactly.
a couple days.
Exactly.
We found this conference completely by accident. I had Googled hospitality conferences to go to, and we were in your seat. We were on the executive side, and Cody thought it was a scam when I first brought
it
to him.
I didn't believe it. Because you'd only been with us for a week.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I found this event. They're going to fly us out there, and they're going to pay for our lodging and all of our food. And I said, no, they're not.
That's like, a scam.
That doesn't exist.
You know, there's a number of companies that do this.
Really?
Yes. I've been to those other events.
Yeah. I'd love to. I mean, I'm sure for us and our listeners, that'd be great for them to know what those are.
Well, but they... This is my favorite.
Yeah.
Our
because
shoe.
Of how they do it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I've been to Match and I've been to Hotech. For me, I like to meet the designers and the architects and the owners as much as I want to find new vendors.
Yeah. Right.
And...
Yes, you're getting to sit on both sides of the table a little bit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's similar to us.
Did you go to the hospitality show this year in Vegas?
No, I really don't like going to that show.
Someone actually at this conference also told me that Hotech, he was like, that's one you really need to go to.
Hotech, I've always found, has a younger crowd.
Okay.
So for me, it's not necessarily the decision makers that would use my services.
Yeah.
Vendors, yeah, that's fine. But I want to go where I can meet both.
Yeah. Yeah, I think BITAC just does such a phenomenal job of connecting you with the right people. And also just the type of individuals that are at this event. Like, if I do a LinkedIn post and I get 7 likes, 6 of them are people I've met at BITAC, you know?
Same.
And then Spencer.
Like, are you doing the owner's event?
No, we've not been to owners. We've been to operations.
Independent,
and now this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we are planning for owners next year, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's in a couple of weeks, and so I'm going to...
Oh, in the Bahamas?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
we were okay, originally we going to be at that, but then it didn't end up working out. But pretty bummed. That resort looks amazing.
Yes.
But
so
you're going.
I'm going, but I'm going to be on the other side of the table.
Oh,
okay. Because they're going to have
that makes sense
16.
For you to be on that side of the table for that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Got it.
That's so then that'll be your 16th BITAC.
You know, I have to stop counting. Just, no, I can't count anymore. Yeah, but I would sometimes, like, 2 a year.
Yeah.
Because we do the owners, I'll do either luxury or purchasing.
Yeah.
Sometimes both.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense for you in so many different capacities.
I search for product all the time. So we even get involved in the operating supplies. So the towels, the linens, the robes, the pillows.
Yeah, sure.
All of that stuff. And we do programs for new builds. Right now I'm working on a project in Texas where they need to revamp their whole OS&E program. And they want to do it for all of the resorts, which are all very different boutiques, but have the same thing.
Yeah.
You can save a lot of money.
So yes, so they're, all the branding of all the different properties is different, but they want that same quality universally across the entire.
Yeah, and they want to up their game, but they want it to last. And there's a lot of product out there where it looks nice at the beginning, but it's not going to last.
Actually,
and you're not going to necessarily know that unless
you're
working
with them. We experienced that even with, like, again, going back to the Cliff Girls, that was my first real exposure to it. And, like, our outdoor tables didn't last. It wasn't the right type of wood for our environment. And so they warped, and it was no good. And then we had, like, these beautiful mirrors that had, like, this gold, like, etching almost on the outside, and that, like, scraped off. And it's like, man, you just don't know. And you need that stuff to last for 5 or 7 years. And so when it doesn't even get you through a season, you're in a lot of trouble.
You know,
that's
a lot of
that's
trouble.
A huge commitment. Yeah. So it's something now, understanding more of it, you really, it's a cautionary tale to ever try and go about it without someone like yourself. Because even if you think whatever your fee is, they're going to save money by not paying it, it's not true. They're going to save, at least in my experience, by hiring a professional like you, it's always going to end up being better for them in the long run.
Well, and in addition to that, Cody, they will always save enough money to account for our fee.
I totally agree. I was going to say,
the discounts and
you will never actually end up costing them money in so many different capacities.
Mm-hmm. We run into a lot.
They don't need an accounting staff. I mean, well, they do.
But not for that.
They for sure do, yeah.
But there are one or two clients that want to write the vendors the checks themselves. It is problematic because the world we live in today, you have got to be really responsive. And if you don't get that check out the minute it should go out, you are losing your time and your place in line.
Yeah.
No one has that time anymore. You know, they think, oh, it's on the shelf, I can just get it. No, there's nothing on the shelves.
Oh, yeah, no, we ran into that even like on our tapestry now that we're converting. Because we've got these timelines, but things take so long. Like, you've got, in fact, they wanted to, like, make, like, a change in carpet or something. And it's like, you can't do that because it's going to delay the whole project. That's you right. know, we don't yeah. have the luxury of making a decision like that. What were we going to say?
I was just going to say one thing I'm curious about. A lot of the properties in our portfolio are sub 30 key independent properties, but they have sharp seasons. Our peak seasons are awesome. They're long. But then our winter seasons, the occupancy falls off. And that's when a lot of them go through renovations, property upgrades. They'll do like small, like little pips. They're not real pips, but they just know they have to sink $100,000 to $300,000 into renovations. When you work with a property, do you work on like a long-term basis? Can you be kept on retainer, so to speak? Or is it project by project that you
Spencer, that is such a great question.
Thank you. I was thinking about one of our specific properties. I was like, man, they could really use her.
Yeah.
So I was curious about that.
It depends.
Okay.
And you know, it's been challenging the last 4 years with COVID, where we had a number of projects that went on hold or some powered through and some shut down completely. There are times when if it is beyond our control and a project shuts down or gets delayed, which it does because construction problems are there all the time, and they go way past what the dates are, they will pay us more of a monthly fee just to keep us on board.
Gotcha.
So when we figure out our fees, it's usually based on the scope of work, the budget, which may or may not exist, and the timeline.
Yep.
And if you go beyond that tremendously, you know, someone said, well, I just want to pay you the percentage on what you buy. And I'm like, no, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Why are you you're not incentivizing me to lower the price for you?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. The opposite case now, right?
Yeah.
We have a lot of property owners that we know or have worked with that are kind of in the mindset of like they piecemeal it, you know, like they need tables, they send their GM to Costco, see what's there.
Or
if they need linens, they run down the discount aisle at Walmart, right? What do you say to those property owners? Because like Cody said, you obviously need supplies that are going to take it longer than one season. What's your pitch to those type of property owners?
I'll be hearing from you when all of this fails.
That's a mic drop.
I love that.
That's a mic drop.
I'm curious too, like for scope and size, kind of like this is what Spencer was saying, where we do, you know, we manage these smaller properties and so much of our listeners are in that same boat. If someone like, if Spencer and I were developing a 20 room property, would you be, is that a project that you guys would be able to help facilitate or is that too small for you guys?
No, we do any size.
Oh, you will. Okay.
But there are drawbacks to that.
Yeah,
sure.
And some positives, because if you want something highly customized, there are many of the fabricators, particularly case goods, that won't make it.
Because it won't be enough of a quantity.
It's not enough for them.
Not high enough.
So I have to go to a different tier of manufacturer. And I have manufacturers all over the world. So when the pandemic started, it's like, okay, we're going to Mexico. We're going, we don't want to import from China because of the expense of everything.
It was probably impossible to get, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry?
During COVID, it was probably really challenging to get.
Oh, it was so challenging.
Yeah.
So challenging. And so we just make sure that we gear the supplier base that we're looking at for you toward what your needs are and get it to where the budget needs to be as well.
Yeah. So one thing that we like to talk about, too, is hospitality is meant to also be enjoyed. So what's the favorite place that you've ever traveled to?
Italy? Florence. Italy.
Oh, I would love to go to Italy.
I went to spend a summer there.
Oh, you did?
No, I went to.
Oh. Okay.
It's on my bucket list.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
But you've been there.
We just had some friends that took their family over to Italy for like 2 weeks, and they came back and just said how much they absolutely loved it and that they are going to now try and find a way to structure it so they live their summers in Italy while their kids are in
school. No way. Wow. Yeah. We were just looking at the Amalfi Coast in Italy.
Nice.
It looks amazing. Just for like a fun vacation, you know, but it looks so cool.
Yeah.
Seems amazing.
It's beautiful. And you can eat more bread there and it won't affect you like it does here.
Less calories in Italy.
We talked about the food sources last night at dinner. Just our food source in America is so different than what you find in, you know, in Europe and things like that.
It's not as processed.
Yeah.
People don't have gluten allergies like they do here.
Right.
And they have the most amazing gelato.
Most amazing what?
Gelato.
Gelato.
Oh, I'm sure.
So question for you. How long have you, is this your company? Did your family start that?
Yes.
Wow. So how long have you been there then?
I started a field office for my parents who were primarily in the Poconos doing the Caesars Resorts, which I worked at.
Okay.
And
so hospitality is kind of in your blood.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. I heard you say your dad and your brother were checking the drawers and plates too, so clearly a family.
Yeah. Nice. And I moved to Maryland in 85, 86 and started the field office for them in 86 and incorporated separately by 89. So,
awesome.
And then they all moved to Maryland.
And is that where you're at now, is Maryland?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how do you like that?
Well, I love Maryland. I kind of miss Philadelphia food.
Okay. Philadelphia food is to die
for. The best, right?
Yep.
I have to take my kids up there just so they know what good pizza is.
Good pizza, a good steak. And we're talking about a cheesesteak, everyone.
Yeah.
And don't forget the soft pretzels.
No doubt the soft pretzels. Okay, so are you a Pat's or a Geno's?
I like them both.
But everyone has one.
If you had to choose.
Well, have you had Jim's?
No, I've not had Jim's, but I've had Carmen's, and I think Carmen's is better.
And what about D'Alessandro's?
Nope.
Oh, D'Alessandro's is in Roxborough. Excellent.
Really? That's some of my favorite.
It looks like we're going to have to do a food tour then. I've never been to Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. We're going to Philly.
And I love a good cheesesteak.
How can you not love a good steak?
Yeah, you can't really mess that up.
Absolutely.
Well, Marjorie, thanks so much for being on this podcast with us. Is there anything that you'd like to leave the listeners with? Or
definitely your website. What's your
best ways to connect with you?
Our website is www.stroudgroup.com. And there's, you know, we also do, we have an online tracking and portal for our clients.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
So they can 24/7, they can go and download so many different kinds of documents that we would do for them and reports. So, and there's also a place where they can contact us.
Okay, so we will put the link to your website in the show notes. Like if you're listening to it on iTunes or on Spotify, or if you're watching it on YouTube, down in the show notes, we'll have all of the ways to connect with the Stroud Group. And we just appreciate
you so much
for taking the time to be with us.
Yeah. Thank you. This was great.
Well, you enjoy the rest of BITAC, and we'll see you at a game night.
See you there.
And that's a wrap on another episode of the Virtual GM Podcast brought to you by Vibrant Management. We hope you found today's insights valuable and that they'll help you make a real difference at your property. Remember, it's all about creating memorable guest experiences and running a successful hotel. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave us a review. Share our podcast with other hotel owners and GMs who could benefit. Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Virtual GM Podcast for exclusive content and updates. We appreciate your support, and until next time, keep thriving and stay vibrant.